Welcome to the debate. You know, a skyscraper is designed to survive a massive violent event, like a hurricane. But often, it's the invisible rust deep inside the concrete that quietly brings it down over decades. Today, we're looking at low-voltage switchgear design.
Right. And specifically, what is the real threat to a panel?
Exactly. Is it the violent hurricane of a short circuit or the invisible rust of thermal degradation?
I argue that mechanical integrity under short circuit forces is the absolute foundation of panel design.
Well, and I argue that thermal degradation and surface tracking are the real killers here. The invisible erosion of insulation is what actually compromises your system day to day.
Let's start with the worst case scenario. Busbar supports are fundamentally structural pillars.
Right. When a short circuit happens, the electromagnetic forces are just explosive. I mean, they scale with the square of the peak fault current. If a support fractures under that violent magnetic push, the copper busbar physically bends.
Yeah, it warps completely.
Right. It slams into the adjacent phase, or the metal enclosure. You instantly turn a controlled fault into a catastrophic arc flash. That is the ultimate failure.
Sure, a short circuit is dramatic. I won't argue that. But let's talk about the silent killer, which is time. Even if your bus bars are perfectly spaced, the support material itself is baking. Say a procurement engineer specs, like a cheap polyester support for an enclosure running at 55 degrees Celsius. Over months, that heat causes microscopic cracks in the plastic.
The crazing.
Exactly. What we call crazing. Dust and moisture settle right into those invisible cracks.
Which basically creates a tiny physical path for the electricity.
Spot on. Your insulator is quietly turning into a conductor. I mean, it loses its required creepage distance. It's a ticking time bomb just waiting for a voltage spike to arc right across that carbonized dust.
I hear you on the dust, but, well, the scale of mechanical violence is just on another level. Think about a standard 50 kiloamp fault on phases spaced just a couple of inches apart.
That's a massive load, yeah.
It is. It generates tens of thousands of newtons of peak force instantly. It's like a bridge. If the physical pillars, you know, your epoxy or fiberglass supports, snap under the load of an earthquake, the surface waterproofing on the roadway is entirely irrelevant. The structure is gone.
I see the logic, but your bridge analogy ignores how electrical failure actually behaves. It is not an earthquake. It is water carving a canyon.
How so?
Well, surface tracking starts with one tiny drop of leakage current across a speck of dust. That drop creates a microscopic burn mark. Carbon. And carbon is highly conductive, which invites a little more current, which burns a little more plastic.
Ah, a runaway effect.
Exactly. Before you know it, it's carved a river of electricity right across your perfect insulator.
You cannot fight that with just bare copper and physical spacing. You need applied insulation.
Like cross-linked polyolefin heat shrink?
Yes, to physically choke off the air gap and provide a massive dielectric wall.
Okay. But that heat shrink carries zero mechanical load. I mean, it is literally just a sleeve. What actually maintains your air clearances over the life of the panel is proper phase spacing.
Yeah, but...
spacing that is locked in by the correct hardware.
Well, it doesn't need to carry a load if it's stopping the tracking in the first place.
Right, but if you use proper channel holders or saddle clamps with positive lateral retention, you physically block the vibration of a neighboring motor starter from shifting the bus bars sideways.
Sure, vibration is a factor.
Right, and if those bus bars vibrate closer together, your air gap shrinks. All the heat shrink in the world won't save you if the mechanical spacing fails and a fault hits.
True, it will not save you from a mechanical crush. But the strongest lateral retention in the world is totally useless if conductive carbon tracks form right across your epoxy.
I mean, that's fair.
You can engineer for the hurricane, but if you ignore the daily operating temperatures pushing well past 100 degrees Celsius, the system just rots from the inside out.
Yeah, I think we've hit the real dividing line here. It's really a debate of time versus violence. From my perspective, surviving that microsecond of immense mechanical violence has to remain the absolute foundation. If it can't survive the blast, the long term doesn't matter.
Right, but without verifying thermoclasses and applying proper insulation barriers, that physical strength is eventually hollowed out by gradual electrical leakage.
Which is exactly why the verified design routes demand rigorous documentation for both. I mean, you need the structural calculations and the creepage verification sitting side by side in the technical file.
Absolutely. You really can't have one without the other in a safe panel.
So when you look at an engineered system, what keeps you up at night? The violent hurricane that tests the pillars?
Or the silent rust eroding the foundation from within?